So it's just to express her affection for Krishna, she did some service. She made a beautiful flower garland for Lord Krishna, which she, where each flower which she put on the needle and in the on the string was an expression of her profound love and affection for the Lord of her heart.
I samo da bi izrazila svoju naklonost i ljubav prema Krišni, ona je radila po jednu službu, napravila cvjetni garland za Krišnu i svaki taj cvijet koji je nanizala, koji bi stavila na iglu i stavila dole, je bio izraz njene duboke ljubavi.
She gave that garland with tears of love to Vrinda Devi and said, Vrinda Devi, please deliver the garland to Krishna.
Sa suzama ljubavi u očima dala je taj garland Vrinda Devi i zamolila, molim te Vrinda Devi, daj ovaj garland Krishna.
Vrinda Devi thought, Krishna has a very, very dear sakha called Subal. And she gave the garland to Subal Sakha so that Subal could deliver it to Lord Krishna.
Vrinda Devi razmišljala kako Krishna ima jednog jako bliskog sakhu koji se zove Subal i onda je dala taj garland njemu.
Subal took the garland and looked everywhere for Krishna, but he couldn't find him.
Subal je uzeo taj garland i onda je počeo da traži Krishnu posuda, ali nije mogao da ga nađe.
He was not near the Govardhan hill. The cowherd friend said, we don't know where he is. He was not at the bank of the Yamuna. He was not under the Vamsi Vata tree. Where was
Krishna?
Subal looked for a long time.
Subal ga tražio jako dugo.
And then he found him. Krishna was at Radhakund sitting on a stone.
Krishna na Radhakundu sjedio na kamenu.
He was crying.
I plakao.
Oh Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Subal said, my dear Lord, what is the matter?
Subal je rekao, moj dragi gospodine, šta je bilo?
I need to see Radharani fast.
Moram vidjeti Radharani brzo.
But at this time, said Subal, she's at the house of Yatila. It's midday time. There is no chance that Radharani will come here. Yatila guards her like a prison guard would guard a prisoner.
Zatila je čuva jako dobro, nema šanse da bi ona mogla doći ovdje. Ona je čuva kao što zatvorski čuvar čuva zatvorenika.
Krishna said, I cannot wait for Radharani.
Krishna je rekao, ja ne mogu da čekam Radharani.
You must bring her, you are intelligent, please bring her.
Ja moram je vidjeti, ti si inteligentan i smislim nešto povedi.
Subal understood. Then Krishna said, if you don't bring Radharani, I will quickly go to the Yamuna and drown myself. That's the end of me. Yes. So Subal understood something needed to be done. You know, Vrindavan lives on Krishna's presence. I mean, all the inhabitants there only live for Krishna. So he decided to go to the house of Yatila. Maybe I get an idea. Maybe some arrangement can be done. Now, as he was going, Yoga Maya, who brings always the divine, the devotee together with God, or that also brings the divine couple together, inspired him.
I tako dok je išao prema kući, Yoga Maya, koja uvijek radi na tome da spoji baktu sa gospodinom, a isto tako i da spoji božanski par, je napravila dražbu.
If you want to act on the material platform, you must be inspired by Mahamaya.
Ako želite da djelujete na materijalnom nivou, vas će onda inspirisati Mahamaya.
You get the ideas for your material life from Mahamaya.
Svoje inspiracije, ideje za materijalni život dobijate od Mahamaya.
And if you wish to be inspired on the spiritual platform, you need the inspirations from Yoga Maya.
A ako želite da budete inspirisani na duhovnom nivou, onda morate inspiraciju dobiti od yoga
maja. Mahamaya is the separating energy and yoga maya is the energy which brings union.
Mahamaya je energija koja razdvaja, a yoga maja je energija koja spaja.
Yes, so Subal got an inspiration from yoga maya.
I tako je Subal dobio inspiraciju od yoga maja.
He came to the house of Yatila. You must know the house of Yatila is arranged like this. There's a gate and like a square around it, and inside is a court, and in the court is another house of Shrimati Radharani.
Yatilina kuća je uređena na takav način da prvo imate kapiju, onda je tu ograda, uglasta ograda, onda u sredini je dvorište i unutra se nalazi jedna posebna kuća za
Krishna. So, when Yatila saw a friend of Lord Krishna, she immediately began to shout in a very high voice, "What are you doing here? You are a friend of that black person. Get away! Get out here! Fast! Brzo!"
Kada je Yatila vidjela jednog prijatelja od Krišne, ona je počela da se deri sa onako visokim glasom. Šta radiš ovdje? Bježi odavde, idi.
Subal said, no, I have lost my calf.
Subal je rekao, ne, ja sam izgubio svoje tijelo.
Somewhere, I have searched everywhere. Govardhan, Yamuna, I just can't find it. The calf must be here somewhere.
Ja sam izgubio tele i tražim ga posuda, ali ne mogu nigdje da ga nađem, ni na Govardhan, ni na Yamuni, mora da je ovdje negdje.
Can you just look inside your house? There must be my calf.
Možeš samo pogledati u kući da nije, sigurno je tamo.
But Yatila shouted out in protest.
Ali Yatila se bunila i derala i dalje.
I have just eaten, I can't move.
Upravo sam jela, ne mogu da se mrdnem.
She was sitting at the entrance of the door.
Tako, sjedla je na ulazu.
How can I move after eating?
Kako se mogu pomjeriti, sad sam jela.
I think after this feast you will also think like this. It's not done. After eating you should rest, not move around. You go yourself and look inside the house.
Ti sam idi unutra i pogledaj.
This was just the plan of Subal.
I to je upravo bio Subalov plan.
He went inside the court.
Ušao je u dvorište.
And went directly into the room of Shrimati Radharani.
I direktno otišao u sobu Shrimati Radharani.
Oh Radhe, Krishna needs to see you fast.
Oh Radhe, Krishna želi da te brzo vidi.
Says Radharani, I also want to see him. I just made a garland this morning for him.
Radharani rekla, ja isto želim da ga vidim. Baš jutro sam napravila garland za njega.
Yes, said Subal, and I gave that garland to Krishna, but he was crying.
Da, rekao Subal, ja dao sam Krishni taj garland, a on je plakao.
Crying for you.
Plakao je za tobom.
Yes, said Radharani, but I can't get out of this house. Or Yatila is at the entrance and guards it like death personified.
Da, rekla Radharani, ali ja ne mogu da izađem iz kuće. Tu je Yatila koja stoji na ulazu poput smrti personificirana.
No, said Yatila, said Subal, I have an idea.
Ne, rekao Subal, imam ideje.
We look very similar.
Mi onako pravo sličimo.
You take my cloth.
Ti uzmi moju odjeću.
And I will dress in your sari.
A ja se obuću u tvoj sari.
Radharani is very shy. She cannot just undress like this in front of anyone.
Radharani se ne može tek tako svući pred kim.
So she went to some little small room and there she dressed like Subal.
Nego je odšla u neku malu sobicu i tu se obukla poput Subala.
With a beautiful turban.
Sa prekrasnim
turban. A nice blouse. And a colored dhoti.
Sa lijepom košljom i dhotijem u boji.
Then Radharani said with great fear, so what should I do now?
Radharani onda rekla u velikom strahu, pa šta sad da radim?
Let me first inspect you, said Subal. No, only Krishna can look at me.
Ne, samo Krishna me može gledati.
I'm not looking like that.
Ne gledam te tako.
Well, there's a little high here. This is not how I look, said Subal. You must take, oh, and then he had the idea. You take the calf and hold it here. And then, what should I say, said Radharani, when I pass Jatila? Say Jai Shri Krishna. So Radharani very fearfully went with that calf who was hanging blissfully there by Jatila. Oh, said so Jatila said, oh, you have found your calf? Subal said in the voice of Radharani said in the voice of Subal, Jai Shri Krishna. Too much, said Jatila. Go to this womanizer Krishna. Radharani felt blissful. She had the personal order of Jatila. And she quickly ran into the forest of Vrindavan. In the meantime, Krishna was sitting on his stone. He felt very despondent. He made sounds like, sounds like this. Only much more beautiful. So that time Subal, Radharani came in the dress of Subal. It's called the Subal Vesh. Oh, you, said Krishna. I asked for Radharani. Radharani said, it's impossible to get Radharani away from Jatila. Like the god of death, Jatila is guarding Radharani. So Krishna began to cry. When Radharani saw the tears of Krishna, she wiped the tears away. And when Krishna felt the touch of Radharani, he was electrified. He looked to what he thought is Subal. At that time, the wonderful hair, which are like a swarm of black bees, came out of Radharani, came out of the turban, and Krishna saw, oh, you have very long hair. Yes, then Radharani took Krishna's flute away and played on the flute, and then Krishna knew this is Radha. And in this way the divine couple met. But what happened to Subal? Subal was in a very dilemma-like situation. What if Jatila would find out the trick? So he was there, and then all of a sudden Jatila, who was also inspired by Yoga Maya, said, "Hey Radhe." All your girlfriends are ready to walk to Suryakund. You should also go there to make the offering to Surya Dev.
I ti bi trebalo da pođeš sa njima da napraviš svoju ponudu u Surya Devi.
So that Abhimanyu, your husband, can get millions of cows by the blessings of Surya Devi.
Tako bi tvoj muž Abhimanyu sa milošću Surya Deva mogao da dobije milion krava.
This was Subal's chance.
I to je bila šansa Subala.
He made like a veil, like the girls do when they go outside the house in Vraj.
Varko je napravio veo, prepočio kao što djevojke u Vrađu rade kada idu iz kuće.
Sometimes Atma Bu also makes like this. Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, when it's cold, yeah. When it's cold, yeah. Yes. So they in Vraj, the girls always go just very chaste up to here. They have to say, "Oh Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe." Why didn't you wait? Krishna went. Then Subal could escape the house. And went to, and then they met a Surya Kund, but that I tell you in the afternoon. Now we will open the altar completely. And please, all of you, come together for the Aratika to Srimati Radharani, and then we will all come together in the transcendental feast, Radhastami feast.
Shavanudati Navashashileke Lalita Sakhi Guna Samita Vishake Rishavanu jati navashashi leke Lalita shaki guna ramita vishake Saruni Mandala Mohite Rade de de Amada Madaite Kokula Saruni Mandala Mohite Karunam kurumai karuna parite janaka sanatana vanita charite karunam kurumai Karuna parite Tanaka sanatana Vanita charite Sanatana parite Sanatana parite Sanatana parite Mandala Mohite Jaya 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 Mandala Mohite Kokula Taruni Mandala Mohite I Nakula Taroni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe.
So, Hare Krishna. I wanted to tell you now a little bit about a very special holy place. Very, very special pastimes regarding Srimati Radharani takes place. Now Narayani and Mayu have to go to Bosnia, Sretanput, Hare Krishna. You must know that there is a very special relationship to Lord Krishna, which is called the Parakiya Rasa. Parakiya Rasa means the love which a heroine feels towards the hero, a love which is outside the bonds of marriage. Now, when this rasa appears in this material world, it is something objectionable. How can a married woman be together with someone with whom she is not married? But in the spiritual world, this is the highest intensity of loving relationship, an intensity which is not held back by social convention and its law. The Parakiya Ras, or the unwedded love, is more intense and more, and therefore more desirable in the spiritual world. Now you must know that Lord Krishna is the husband of everyone. Even those who have male bodies in this material world, even those souls are related to Lord Krishna. They are his part and parcels. So therefore, because everyone is part of Krishna, there's really nothing objectionable when the married gopis are together with Lord Krishna. We even hear that the people the gopis are married to are only the shadows of Lord Krishna. Radharani's husband is the shadow of Krishna, called Abhimanyu. Hare Krishna. So, good. Once, the yogini Purnamasi, who has white hair and lives in a hut near the Yamuna, went to Yatila, the mother-in-law of Radharani. And she asked Yatila, "Are you fully satisfied in all respects?" Yatila said, "No, Purnamasi. The relationship between Radha and my son Abhimanyu is not normal. Abhimanyu always sleeps with the cows outside the home of Shrimati Radharani. He's never together in the night with Radharani. And then there's always this rumor that Radha only loves Krishna. This is giving me too much pain." "Oh," said Purnamasi, "tomorrow is Sunday. It is a very good day for worshipping the sun god Surya Narayan. Tomorrow I will take you and Radharani and some of her girlfriends, the Sakis, to Surya Kund, which is the place of Surya Narayan. And there we will do a wonderful puja. Surya Narayan will certainly fulfill the desire which you have that Shrimati Radharani is together with her rightful husband." "Bring Radharani along and all the articles which you require for the puja. Moshe?" And Yatila smiled from ear to ear. "Yes, I will certainly come tomorrow with you to Surya Kund." Now, on that day, something very special had happened. Krishna had been called to meet Shrimati Radharani at the banks of Radha Kund. Krishna was very, very much eager to meet his most beloved Radha. And when he came to the banks of Radha Kund and saw Shrimati Radharani, he felt overwhelmed. You must know that in the midst of the Radha Kund, there's a little island, and on this island, it's called the Ananga Manjari Kunj. Shrimati Radharani was dressed very beautifully as the queen of Vrindavan. When she was just dressed for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna came to the bank of Radha Kund walking up and down. So Ananga Manjari, who was with Shrimati Radharani on that island in Radha Kund, took the mirror so that Radharani could see herself, and then she just took the mirror and flashed it towards Krishna. Tsk. Like we may have a mirror, and I may take the mirror and take Murari Chaitanya in the mirror, and then I might flash the mirror image towards Madan Gopal, and he sees Murari Chaitanya. This most probably would not impress Madan Gopal very much. But when Lord Krishna saw the reflected mirror of Shrimati Radharani, he was so totally impressed that he lost his consciousness, fell on the ground, and even lost his transcendental turban. because Radharani is very beautiful. So when Lalita saw that Krishna was lying on the ground, Lalita simply took the flute of Lord Krishna and said, "You cruel flute, you are hard-hearted because you are made from bamboo, and you are full of many natural mistakes because you have so many holes. You are giving us gopis so much problem, because whenever we hear your sound, then we leave everything and we just come running and running to where Krishna blows you. And this is a great problem, because we have to leave everything behind, our households and everything, just to meet Krishna. So because you are so hard-hearted, cruel, and so full of many natural mistakes, therefore I'm stealing you now." And Radharani took the flute in her braid. Not Radharani, Lalita. And hit the flute at the most perfect hiding place which is there in the universe. Later Krishna woke up from his swoon and had many transcendental pastimes at the Radha Kund. And at the end of these pastimes, Krishna was invited by Radharani for a game of dice. They were playing with jeweled dice. Radharani said, "What will you wager, Syam?" "I will wager my favorite buck." Do you know what is a buck? It's a male deer. How do we say? Yelan, but a male yelan. Yeah. So Radharani said, "Okay, then I will wager my favorite female yelan." So Krishna was throwing the dice. Then he already feared something. And Radharani threw her dice, said, "Oh, Syama Sundar, I have won." "Okay, so next you should wager your Kustubha Mani." And Radharani said, I will wager my nose pearl, very treasured gifts." Syama Sundar was throwing with great hesitation, because he knew Radharani is expert in this game. Radharani very coolly said, "Oh, Syama Sundar, I think you shouldn't play dice. For this you need a little intelligence. You can fight with sticks very nicely, these sports where you need muscular strength, but this dice playing you should leave to us who have a little more intelligence." And the gopis were laughing. Then Radharani said, "Okay, now we will have a very serious game. Are you ready?" Krishna said, "Okay. You wager your flute, and I wager my kachapavina." It's an instrument. Of course, Radharani won. Krishna wanted to say, this was not a fair play. Let me try again. And Krishna tried again, but he again lost. So this time, he wanted, Madhu Mangal screamed out, "Oh, Syam, now you have lost everything. You have lost your flute." And Krishna tried to reach where his flute was in the belt, but there was no flute. Where did I put my flute? When did I have my flute last? And he said, Madhu Mangal, you are a great astrologer. Find out where's my flute. Madhu Mangal was drawing lines and said, according to my astrological calculations, Lalita Sakhi has your flute. But Lalita, just before Madhu finished his astrological calculations, had taken her flute to Srimati Radharani, and Radharani had put the flute into her braid. This is where the pastime closed at that time. So now, so Radharani went back, and she slept at Yavat, at the house of Yatila. And the next day, she went with Yatila and Purnamasi where? To Suryakund, yes. To do what? To perform the Surya Puja, the worship of the sun god. So she went with all her sakis, and you must know, when Radharani walks through the forest of Vrindavan, it is such a beautiful scene, because her effulgence turns the whole forest of Vrindavan gold when she goes. And she walks very, very beautifully. She's associated with all her sakis, and it is quite an amazing scene. She walks as elegantly as a swan walks, and all the living beings are totally fascinated by her overwhelming beauty. So she went to Suryakund, and in Suryakund, the transcendental procession stopped, and Yatila said, Purnamasi, we don't have any pujaris to perform the Surya Puja. Purnamasi said, why don't you go in the village, and there you will certainly find some brahmanas. So Yatila went into the village quite eager to have some brahmanas, and all of a sudden saw two wonderful looking brahmanas. One was bluish and had a white dhoti on and a wonderful Brahmin thread, and the other was golden colored but had a round belly and a huge seeker. Yatila said, who are you? And the young one said, with the blue one with a very sweet voice, said, I'm so-and-so Sharma Brahmin. I'm from Mathura. What can you do? I have learned everything from Garga Muni, and I'm especially expert in the Surya Puja. And this is my friend. He can eat tremendous amount of yagic offerings. He is a very capable Brahmin. So Yatila begged the two, please perform the Surya Puja for my wonderful darling daughter. We are inexperienced. But the Brahmin said, oh, we are not sure. We cannot go with you villagers, because there is a great chance that we will become impure in heart. But Yatila begged them, no, you two brahmanas, come with us. You have to perform the puja, please. So Krishna, now I've said, Krishna, Madhu Mangal went, and as soon as Radharani saw Krishna, she was in ecstasy. She She had never imagined that Krishna would meet her right before the doubting eyes of Yatila. And now Krishna was there dressed as a Brahmana, and he began to say, give instructions what they should do. First, said Krishna, Yatila, Poonamasi and Radha, you must perform your ablution and your bath in the Surya Kund. And when you are in the Surya Kund, I will chant the prayers and you please chant after me. This is exactly what happened. The three women went into the Surya Kund and Krishna began to chant mantras and they followed Krishna's chanting. At the moment where Yatila chanted, she saw the sun god appearing before him. When Radharani chanted, she saw also Krishna appearing before her and was very much in ecstasy. So they chanted the different mantras and then came out. And then Krishna led Radharani in the most amazing mantras. The mantras were so wonderful that the sun could not travel any longer on the horizon. It became spellbound and listened to Krishna's beautiful mantras, which all had a double meaning. They meant to Yatila something, but for Radharani they meant the most esoteric and erotic meanings, which had to do with the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And at the end, Krishna said, now you must circumambulate the Brahmanas. And Radharani went around Krishna and he said to Yatila, you must also circumambulate me. And Yatila and Radharani went around Krishna, which is only done when a girl marries a husband, then the girl will circumambulate the husband as a sign of marriage. So at this stage I want to say to I do not know who's there's so much noise outside. Maybe you can tell the children to play just somewhere else. Now they are silent. So at this time of the day, something very wonderful happened. Srimati Radharani went before Surya Narayan, paid her most respectful obeisances, and when she paid the most respectful obeisances, the flute fell out of her braid. Clang, 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 and rolled just before the feet of Yatila. Yatila was furious. What has happened? I always knew that you were together with Krishna, and now it has been proven. But Krishna, the Brahmana, had immediately an answer to save Radharani. He said, Yatila, why are you always so negative? When Radharani went by Govardhan Hill, the flute which Krishna had forgotten on the Govardhan Hill just fell clang, 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 clang down the Govardhan Hill and fell into the braid of Srimati Radharani. Shroop! And that's why the flute is there. Not because Radharani was with Krishna. She's never with Krishna. But can I ask you something? I need a Guru Dakshin, and I'm perfectly satisfied with this flute. And in this way, yes, you take this flute of this rascal Krishna. And she gave the flute back to Lord Krishna. Krishna laughed at Radharani. So then they went, Radharani and Yatila left Surya Kund, and Krishna had his flute back. Srimati Radharani so much wanted to see Lord Krishna that when she left Suryakund, she felt, oh, I have to now be separated from Krishna. So secretly, she ripped her garland with pearls. The pearls all fell down on the ground. She said, oh, Yatila, I must gather my pearls. So she bowed down, and while she picked up the pearls, looked at Krishna, the Brahmana, and then left to her home in Yavat. So this is a very nice pastime. I was very fortunate to stay in Suryakund last year. It is a very beautiful temple which you can still visit at the present day. It is really, really nice. Hare Krishna. Even the Vyasa Sun is Serbian style. Very authentic. And Suryakund is now a very nice little lake, and there is this temple which has maybe the oldest deity of Braj. When you look at this deity on normal days, he is dressed with ornamentations and you can't see anything else than his beautiful face. Then his lotus feet, and then he has the sun and the moon on the top of his fingers. I see, he's standing like this, the sun and the moon like this. But on extraordinary days, the deity, the back of the deities or the side of the deities are not covered, and then you can see in the black stone all the wonderful scenes of Vrindavan. You see the cowherd boys, you see cows, you see a whole wonderful scene there. This deity of Surya Narayan is very old, as I said, and it, when the Mughals or Muslims came to Braj, it was hit in this Suryakund. But later, I believe in the 17th century, the deity appeared to a Brahmana in Vashana and told him, I want to be dug out of the Suryakund. So this Brahmana came and took the deity out of the Suryakund and built a wonderful temple there, which is which you can visit today. The devotees in this temple are just very wonderful, and they will tell you many stories of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani comes every day there at 3:24 to perform her Surya Puja. And yes, she goes every day and takes her bath in Suryakund, and she for bathing, she puts her crown down on a piece of stone, and the crown will leave a certain imprint in the stone. Today you can visit the stone of Srimati Radharani, and you can see the imprint, like a photocopy, of her crown within the stone. It is possible. You can actually see this. Just opposite from the temple, there is a beautiful little ashram of Gopal Baba. Gopal Baba is a Manipuri Vaishnav who was once a prince, and he left the kingdom of Manipur when his parents wanted to marry him. he was not very enthusiastic to marry. He ran away, and he lived in this place, and was a very wonderful sadhu. Once it is described that he was so overwhelmed that he just chanted from morning till evening and throughout the night for many, many days. And as a result of not sleeping and being there in the hotness and the coldness, he became almost blind. But he wanted to read so much the Shastras that he prayed to Radharani, please give me my eyes back. And that evening Radharani came to him and said, Gopal Baba, you take the Harinam Chadar and bind it around your eyes, and as a result you sleep with the Harinam Chadar around your eyes, and then certainly your eyes will come back to you. And this is what Gopal Baba did. He just kept a Harinam Chadar, this ideal eye treatment, around his eyes, and as a result he could see again. In Suryakund, you must also know there were Jagannath Das Babaji and also Gokashore Das Babaji who performed the bhajan there. And up to this day, you can actually see the beautiful bhajan kutir of Jagannath Das Babaji. He had two deities which looked golden. Therefore, they are called Sonar Goranga, the Golden Goranga. And there were some thieves who thought, let us steal the golden deities of Jagannath Das Babaji. They went into the bhajan, they went to Jagannath Das Babaji and said, where are the golden deities? Jagannath Das Babaji said, go this way. He understood Lord Chaitanya had invited the thieves, so he must take care of the thieves. It was not his business. So they went into the temple room, picked up Lord Goranga and Nityananda, and started to run out. But I think Goranga was becoming afraid to become separated from Jagannath Das Babaji. He arranged that the thieves did not bent down, and they ran with full force, pang, against the thing, you know, which is there, the door, and they fainted and fell down unconscious. And as a result, when they woke up, they forgot all about the deities and ran away. And this is typical Vrindavan thieves. Hare Krishna. We've celebrated in Vashana Govardhan Puja, and on the Vashana evening, at 9 o'clock, we took a jeep and wanted to go back to Suryakund. But the driver was afraid of gangsters on the way. So we convinced him to nevertheless go, and we took a gunman with us. You know, this is Vrindavan, they are real gangsters. So we drove, and just briefly before Suryakund, two men were stepping on the road with their lanterns. Now, this is the way the gundas or gangsters do it in Vrindavan. They step on the road, tuck, and then the jeep stops, and then 20 other men come, and they open the door and take everything, including your rupees from you, or mainly your rupees. So Govinda Gopal was with us, and he said to the driver, drive very fast. But the driver was so afraid, so I said to the gunman, get your gun out. But the gunman had, of course, forgotten his gun. You know, it's Vrindavan. It's specially in Vrindavan. So the jeep driver quickly drove back, turned the jeep around, and we fled and stayed another night in Vashana. This is always in Vrindavan the case, that you actually you have to be careful in the night. So I want to chant now with you the 108 names of Srimati Radharani, if we have them. And then we will slowly go to the highlight of our program. Let me just watch. Is the 108 names are there? In the back, of course. When you look at the back, then you have the 108 names. Anyone who chants these 108 names of Radharani on her appearance day gets a wonderful blessing of obtaining love of Godhead. So please, every one of you, get a piece of paper if you want to get love of Godhead. Ich würde sagen, Gaura Shiromani, danach kannst du vielleicht können wir den Vorhang losen und dann, wie lange brauchst du dann, um das Bild zu
machen?
Rasika tata Rasheshwari rasa bhakti Rasa puna rasa prada Rangini rasa lupta cha Rasa mandala karini Rasa vilasini radha Radhika rasa punada Rama ratna ratna mayi Ratnamala Shushobana Raktoshti Raktanayana Raktot Pala Vidarini Ramani Ramani Gopi Vrindavana Vilasini Nana Ratna Vichitrangi Nana Sukha Mayi Sada Samsara Paratarini Venu Gita Vinodini Krishna Priya Krishna Mayi Krishna Dhyana Parayani Sarananda Kshina Madhya Krishna Krishna Laya Shubha Chandravali Chandramukhi Chandra Cha Krishna Vallabha Vrindavaneshwari Devi Krishna Ranga Rangi Paragati Dhyana Tita Dhyana Magna Sara Krishna Kutuhali Prema Mahi Prema Rupa Prema Prema Vinodini Krishna Priya Sadanandi Gopi Mandala Vasini Sundarangi Chasvanabha Nila Patta Vidarini Krishna Nuragini Chaiva Krishna Prema Sulakshana Niguda Rasa Sarangi Mrigakshi Mrigalochana Ashesha Guna Paracha Krishna Praneshwari Sama Rasa Mandala Madhyashta Krishna Rangi Sadarsuchi Vajeshwari Vraja Rupa Vraja Bhumi Sukha Prada Rasa Lasa Madon Mata Lalita Rasa Sundari Sarva Gopi Mayi Nitya Nana Shastra Visharada Kameshwari Kamarupa Sada Krishna Parayana Parashakti Swarupa Cha Shrishti Stiti Vinashini Somya Somya Mahi Radha Radhika Sarva Kamada Ganga Chatulasi Chaiva Yamuna Cha Sarasvati Bhogavati Bhagavati Bhagavachitta Rupini Prema Bhakti Sada Sangi Premananda Vilasini Sarananda Mahi Nitya Nitya Dharma Parayani Trailokya Karshani Adya Sundari Krishna Rupini Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. We will now close the altar and